like a Keebler elf who's working undercover at a Lucky Charms factory and trying desperately not to get caught. But he fucking feels like they're on to him. He's looking over his shoulder. He's like, God damn it, these Lucky Charms people are too smart. They're gonna catch on that I am a Keebler elf. And I am not supposed to be here, yet desperately want to learn the secrets of the charms of podcast bass players. That was Fishby. Like a Keebler elf, someplace where he shouldn't be, of podcast bass players. Boom! Bonjour, amigos. What? What? Those aren't words. They were sounds. So not a total loss. It's not like we're here doing nothing. I also have something very serious for you to think about. What if the rumors are true? What if I really did die many, many years ago? If you were to find out today, for the first time, that this entire podcast has been nothing more than an AI psyop devised by Cuba, North Korea, Iran, Russia, and for some fucking reason, Congo. To create the most compelling, just under 15-minute podcast in the history of AI. Fishbee's thingamabob. That was the Congo's idea. There's a lot of insane things going on in the world right now, and I'm not saying that these things are related, but I'm not saying they're not related. Fish B, we might need some conspiracy gate music. We might need some music that would allow us to hold hand in hand and walk through a conspiracy gate. Do we have anything like that? Sorry I asked, that's my bad. Well, in the future, imagine some bed music that we walk through the conspiracy gate. Might need music, might. The biggest cyber attacks in France's history damn near debilitated the government of France, but somehow France did what they did. They got some baguettes and shit worked out, but it wasn't fucking easy. We almost lost France. Biggest cyber attacks in the history of France. They're a nation state. I'm not sure if you're familiar with their history, but they've been around a long time. The undersea cables that provides Africa's internet. There's a lot of undersea cables providing a lot of internet. But the undersea cables that provide Africa's internet, huge issues. What the fuck happened? No one... I mean, I'm just an AI psyop. SpaceX, how did their last rocket launch go? Now, I know it was the big one. I know this is the Mahamajama. This is the rocket that they imagine bringing people to Mars. And on the way to self-landing rockets, when you're a rocket company, you blow up some rockets. Not that big of a deal, but... Just throwing it out there. Maybe these things aren't related. In fact, they're probably not. But that wouldn't be half the fun. I mean, we've already gone hand in hand, bed music or not. We've strolled right through this conspiracy gate. Speaking of hacks, you been to the doctor in the last couple of weeks? Did that affect you? Did that affect your doctor's office? Did that affect your pharmacy? This massive U.S. healthcare fucking data security breach, cyber shell. AT&T, that one got you? Remember when Facebook and Insta went down a couple of weeks ago? There's been more than one day in the last couple weeks that, despite being an AI psyop who died years ago, I've had some significant trouble uploading the thing to SoundCloud. It wouldn't recognize. I've done it before, many times. I'm technically illiterate, technically a moron, legally something worse. But yeah, the systems just wouldn't talk. And then, of course, we've got Prince William and Kate. What's going on there? Not sure if that falls under the cyber threat conspiracy gate, but maybe it does. Photoshop fail? What happened to her wedding ring? Only the cyber terrorists know. And then, of course, I've also been feeling meh. How does that correspond? What raindrop on top of the umbrella does my melancholy represent? And also, just throwing this out there. Is it crazy fucking warm where you are? I believe the first day of spring is something like tomorrow. I have been in Spokane, Washington, where I am now, many, many times in the middle of March, right around St. Patrick's Day. We're going to hit 70 fucking degrees today. This is nuts for this time of year. When I was a kid and going to elementary school here, and we're like Uncle Rico could throw a football and it would land in Canada. Like, we're pretty close. We're real far north. When I was a kid, we're still building snowmen this time of year. Now it's 70. I wonder how many years till San Francisco feels more like LA and Portland feels more like San Francisco. I'm getting a little closer every day. Fish B, would you like to contribute? Since you didn't have any kick-ass music for Conspiracy Gate. Fish B's questions? Thank you, my bass playing friend. Wiggle in the middle, Mr. Malcolm Triple X. It's me, Fishby. And why can't you hold still? Because it's really off-putting and bothers people. And who has the deeper tourney run? Gonzaga? Or your Washington State University? And then today's brilliant question, the category is, size still matters. Why can't I hold still? Because it's really off-putting and bothers people? Thank you for making me even more self-conscious. Thank you for making me even more aware of that. One of the many reasons why I've just kind of, you know, shut it down. There's a lot of nerve damage in there. But candidly, there could be a lot of different explanations, and it could be it's likely a a multitude of things that kind of contribute to each other. That's why I am sorry that it's off-putting, and I do know that it bothers people. Don't worry, society. It's not like, I mean, yesterday was fucking 70 degrees St. Patrick's Day. Do you think I went outside? No. Goddamn right I didn't go out there. It's fucking off-putting. It bothers people. Fuck that. I'm gonna stay inside a 12 by 12 room and never leave. It's safe here. And I don't bother anyone. And who has a deeper tourney run? Yes, March Madness. Gonzaga. Or Washington State University. Gonzaga's in a tough game. These are both Thursday. Gonzaga's the 5 seed versus the 12, and that's typically, there's always an upset in the 5-12 game. They got McNeese State. I think Gonzaga's going to lose. But Wazoo hasn't been in this thing in 16 years. They're the 7 seed. They play Drake the 10. The Fighting Basketball Cougars of Washington State University. Been a long time. I love this basketball team. I don't think they're going to go too far. We'll see. And brilliant question. The category size still matters. Today's question is, what's bigger? The population of Japan or the weekly users of ChatGPT? Well, off the top of my head, and again, AI psyop, but I don't know the population of Japan, and I couldn't even guess the users of ChatGPT. So I'm just going to have to take a blind stab. I'm going to go with Japan. You've been watching Shogun on Hulu? You've been watching Tokyo Vice on Max? Learn a lot about Japan watching those shows. But my answer is Japan. Final answer, Reg. The population of Japan as of last year, 124,631,000, but 124 million. ChatGPT, according to Sam Altman, 100 million users per week. So the correct answer is that I got. I hope you got it too. Japan! You know, the Strokes. Completely, you know, just as a gift to the government of Japan. They wrote, "Welcome to Japan." In English. Have you seen that Tokyo Vice? Have you seen Shogun? It's a lot of subtitles, but it's not enough subtitles to ruin your life. And I'm starting to like the subtitles more and more. I hated them forever, but now I actually like it because I don't miss any words. We only have 15 minutes. That's arguably 14 more minutes than we should have, but we have 15. Up by noon at the latest every single weekday. May we all be extra patient today. Fingers crossed for tomorrow. Until then, say adios, Fishbay.